I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The airstrikes in Syria and the warning about lone wolf terror attacks at home. Let's get started. The breaking news tonight, the Pentagon saying airstrikes are continuing. That and the first terror alert of this new war. A bulletin to law enforcement to be on the lookout for lone wolf terror attacks. It comes after a busy 24 hours militarily and a complicated diplomatic effort that for the first time has persuaded Sunni Arab countries to take on a Sunni extremist threat. There is a lot happening tonight. Pamela Brown is on the terror alert force. Barbara Starr has the latest on airstrikes. But first, we start with Pamela. So what are you hearing about these lone wolf terror attacks?
Well, Anderson, we've learned that the FBI and DHS has actually sent out a bulletin to law enforcement agencies across the country saying that essentially the strikes overnight and their initial assessment were successful in disrupting planning by Al-Qaeda, a group known as Khorasan and ISIS. But as a result, they're concerned that that could embolden homegrown violent extremists, essentially people living in the U.S. right now who might sympathize with ISIS or Al-Qaeda. And they're worried that this could upset them and that they might be inspired to attack the homeland. And they're asking law enforcement to scrutinize social media, look for changes in behavior, look in changes in appearance of people they might be tracking, look for anyone who may be espousing extremism in the wake of these strikes. So essentially, this was sent to law enforcement as a precaution to be on heightened alert for lone wolf attacks, Anderson.
And we should point out, this is not people who have necessarily fought in Syria or fought in Iraq and come back. This is people who may have never traveled overseas at all, but just watch videos on the internet, watch sermons on the internet.
Right. In fact, we know that U.S. officials are monitoring about hundreds of individuals that could be lone wolf terrorists, that they say could have the tendency to sort of go over that line and become a lone wolf terrorist. And they're especially concerned because ISIS released videos in recent days urging lone wolf attacks.
Right.
So that, coupled with the airstrikes overnight, has law enforcement really on heightened alert.
Just like the Fort Hood shooter, that's the kind of lone wolf person that we're talking about, somebody who's ideologically motivated. Pamela Brown, thank you. More now on the airstrikes. So far, as Pamela mentioned, it not only targeted ISIS, but also a previously little-known al-Qaeda spinoff called the Khorasan Group, and apparently the al-Nusra Front as well. Now, al-Nusra, late today, claiming its leader, Abu Yusuf al-Turki, was killed, something that we have yet to independently confirm. In any case, there are a lot of moving parts to talk about. Barbara Starr is at the Pentagon for us tonight. So this first round of strikes, do we know exactly what they accomplished, according to the U.S.?
Well, according to the U.S., they believe they were effective, and they believe they accomplished a good deal. 48 aircraft, including those from five Arab countries, 200 precision-guided munitions dropped. They went against those Khorasan targets, eight Tomahawk missiles from U.S. warships firing against those targets, weapons facilities, leadership targets, anything that the U.S. could get at Khorasan with to try and disrupt their planning. They're assessing that right now. They believe they were effective if it all works out. They say here at the Pentagon, they believe they have disrupted and ended their ability to plot against the United States. We shall see if that proves to be true. The second round of strikes against ISIS targets further into northern Syria. That's what everybody expected them to go after. Again, leadership, communications, anything they could get to stop ISIS from being able to communicate amongst the troops, to pass orders, to try and essentially stop them in their tracks. But again, the battle damage assessment is ongoing. We will have to see what the Pentagon has to say down the road very quickly, Anderson, about what they really believe they accomplished.
Is it clear, kind of a timeline? Obviously, they said that the Pentagon was saying today this is just the beginning. Just about everybody in Washington was saying that, including the president. But in terms of actually having targets that they can reach, how active is this bombing campaign going to be in the next couple of days? Do we know?
Well, I think that is the most interesting question right now. They hit about 20 pre-planned targets. So these were stationary targets, essentially. They had done reconnaissance on them. They knew where they were. Stationary targets that were relatively simplistic to go after because they knew the location. Now the hard work begins. Where do you go from here? What is the next list of targets? What else can you hit that would really disrupt ISIS and the Khorasan? What can you get to keep them stopped and move them back from continuing their advance? It is going to be very interesting to watch over the next couple of nights. Will there be more strikes? How long do they do battle damage assessment? When do they move on to developing additional targets that they can hit?